All right. It's Kilo Mike 7, Hotel Juliet Alpha. Is that correct?
The last will be in November.
Yeah, okay, November. Kilo Mike 7, Hotel Juliet, November. Okay, got you on the list. Okay, I have Kilo Mike 7, Hotel Juliet, November. I have Kilo 9, Golf Tango. Kilo 9, Golf Tango. Tim, we got you. I have Alpha Foxtrot Zero Echo Juliet. Rob, got you. I have N5ZIQ Moy, got you on the list for a question. I have Kilo Charlie 3 Uniform Kilo. Herb, we got you. Kilo Juliet 5 Romeo Foxtrot Romeo. Steve, you're on the list. Kilo Charlie 9, November Whiskey X-Ray. Savine, you're on the list. Then I have Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha, November Bravo. Phil, you're on the list. Let me take a break. Then I have Kilo Delta, Kilo. Francisco from Ohio, you're on the list. Kilo Delta 9 Zulu Golf Tango, Brian, you're on the list. And, of course, KI7PKL. All right, N5ZIQ, K4CUP, Moy. Good evening, sir. What's your question?
N5ZIQ, how are you doing there? Good to see you, buddy, and nice to hear the nice participation tonight. So I guess I just wanted to answer a quick question that was thrown out a little while ago, and you may have been involved with that one. But that's to test a dummy load. And I just wanted to mention that I do know of a certain procedure. Can I give you that real quick, sir? Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Moy. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Virgil, N5ZIQ back returning. The idea of dummy loads is to indicate whether the internal resistors are close to 50 ohms to match the impedance of the load, right? So we'd want to use a digital multimeter here, or preferably, you can use an older analog meter, but the digital multimeters or digital resistance meters are very accurate. And I'm not talking about a little inexpensive one that may be purchased at the local corner store. I prefer to use a little more accurate one. So we'd want to measure resistance between the center pin and the outer shell of the connector, which this would be when disconnected from any load or anything external on the actual connector of the dummy load. So we want to make sure that we're only putting the probes from the meter across the center pin and the outer shell. We want to indicate whether it is 50 ohms or not. We want to make sure that we're pretty close to 50 ohms when we're reading this resistance. Does anybody have any comments or anything else that I would need to be corrected upon? Go ahead.
All right, Moy. You know, to me, that, you know, I mean, that's the perfect description, the way that you described it there. So, I think you're right there, Moy. Go, you know, check from the center to the outer shell part of that. So, Moy, anything further? And I've got a couple of stations here that I want to recognize that I accidentally skipped on check-ins there. So, Moy, anything further? All right, N5ZIQ, Moy, any other comments or questions? Okay, Net wants to recognize, I forgot these two stations here. Chris, if you can, add these two stations in and out. Kilo Juliet 5, November Echo Uniform. Kilo Juliet 5, November Echo Uniform. I hear them in the pileup. And I had KY4NB, Scott down there in Memphis. So Greg was in and out. And so, KY4NB, Scott, did you have a question?
Comment.
Okay.
Well, hi there, Virgil. KY4NB here, and then you had another jump in there when I was trying to get in. So if you're hearing me, it's just a comment. I know y'all were talking about the 25 years, and that's awesome. I was going to tell you, I remember one time hearing a 25-year, a quarter-century net, so that's pretty fun. You might could find that on the Internet and jump in there and talk to those guys. You got to have 25 years in or they won't let you in. But once you get to 25 officially, then they will. And the other part to that question is somebody could be a ham for 50 years. And honestly, I have a young friend, ham, and sometimes I have to ask Brother Randall something. And he may not have been a ham a long time, but being as fast as tech changes, he might know the answer. So that's just a thought. Doing a great job, Virgil. Good to hear everybody. KY4NB, back to the net.
Yeah, the quarter century QCWA, Wireless Association, Quarter Century Wireless Association. Yeah, that group usually meets at our hamfest and things of that sort. Some of those members have been around, you know, for a quarter of a century, and, you know, and they're still going there. So, yeah. And I want to acknowledge something here in a moment. But who was the station that had a comment before KY4MB? The comment station, come now.
KF8FQA, first of Corey. I've been trying to get registered for a while. I just couldn't get in. I just wanted to register in and out. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec Alpha. Thank you very much.
Here's another one. 7, 9, Delta, Radio.
All righty, Corey, we got you. There was another station in there really distorted on audio, so you might be trying to come through a repeater and you're not making it very good. So you want to try again?
Kilo Alpha 9 Delta Zulu Radio.
All right. Kilo Alpha 9 Delta Zulu Radio. We got you on the list. Thank you for your check-in. And let's see, where am I at there? I'm all right. Way down the. All right, Kilo Alpha 9 Delta Zulu Romeo Dennis. We got you on the list. So all right, let's look for some more check-in. So if you're out there and would like to join the Absolute TechNet. Let's see if we can't space them out just a little bit so we don't get all messed up and tangled here. So if you're out there, have a question, comment, please let me know. And check-ins, give your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically, and check-ins, come now.
Golf Zero, Sierra Tango Kilo. Golf Zero, Sierra Tango Kilo.
Tango Alpha, Aaron, Lafayette, Indiana, with a question.
Kilo Bravo 9.
Kilo Delta 9.
Kilo
Golf Tango. KD9 does Golf Tango. Brian in Chicago Ridge, no traffic.
Victor Echo 3 Golf Oscar November.
Kilo November 4 Echo Whiskey Tango. In and out. KN4 EWT.
Kilo Echo 9
Whiskey
Bravo
7 Kilo Echo in and out.
No questions.
All right, hold on. We're getting triples, quadruples, and quincentennials and all that stuff. So let me recognize the following stations, and then let's see if we can't space them out a little bit. All right, I have Golf Zero, Sugar Tango Kilo. Alan, Golf Zero, Sugar Tango Kilo, you're on the list. Kilo Bravo Niner. Charlie Zulu Sierra. Do we have that call correct? KB9, Charlie Zulu Sierra. So KB9, if that's the Kilo Bravo 9, Charlie Zulu Sierra, could you come back with your call again?
Kilo Bravo 9, Charlie Romeo Sierra. Kilo Bravo 9, Charlie Romeo Sierra. Colin in Greencastle, Indiana. In and out. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Then I have Victor Echo 3 Golf Oscar November. Victor Echo 3 Golf Oscar November. We've got you on the list there, Gilbert. Have KEN Victor Echo 3 Golf Oscar November. Kilo November 4 Echo Whiskey Tango Thomas. Got you in and out. You're on the list. I have Whiskey Bravo 7. Papa Kilo X-Ray, Whiskey Bravo 7. So I think we don't have that call correct. So Whiskey Bravo 7, could you come back with your call again?
QSL, that's Whiskey Bravo 7, Uniform Kilo X-Ray, WB7, UKX.
All right, Whiskey Bravo 7, Uniform Kilo X-Ray. Richard, you're on the list. Okay, I had a station from Lafayette, Indiana that tried to check in. So the Lafayette, Indiana station, if I didn't call you, could you come back with your call again? Looking.
Yes, this is Kilo Echo 9, Echo Tango Alpha. Kilo Echo 9, Echo Tango Alpha, Aaron, Lafayette, Indiana, with a question.
Aaron, we got you on the list for a question, so stand by. I've got a – all right, now I'm looking for Brian. So if your name is Brian and you tried to check in and out, could you come back with your call? Looking for a station by the name of Brian.
Roger, it was Kilo Delta 9, Zulu Golf Tango, KD9Z Golf Tango, Brian in Chicago Ridge.
All righty, we've got you. Kilo Delta 9, Zulu Golf Tango, thank you for your check-in. All right, let me go get this question here from Aaron. Kilo Echo 9, Echo Tango Alpha. Aaron, go ahead with your question, sir.
Yes, I was wondering if Net Control knows how to do a harness for circular polarized Yagis. I'm trying to combine two Aero 2 Yagis for a circular polarized, two circular polarized Yagis for my AMSAT station.
Alrighty, no, I don't. I don't, I've not, I've, I've never even built a Yagi antenna, to tell you the truth. But let me see if someone else out there. Can someone help Aaron? He's got wanting two. He has two Yagis, and he's trying to polarize them. So can someone assist Aaron with a comment?
N4UPC.
All right, N4UPC, go ahead, Scott.